This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You know, it's so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you guys are spending with me. Look, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a bunch of things you can do up there, and you can help out the show. I don't beg or tell you that, you know, I got to have, please help out. You know, all that stuff. Excuse me. But I got to tell you, if you want to keep shows like mine on, we have been hit tremendously by Facebook, YouTube, and others when it comes to money. So when you buy things out of the store, when you go to Patreon, you become a team member, you help out, it helps keep the show going. It helps in offsetting the cost of the show. So it's like one of those things where think deep. You know, some of the things that I'd like to do, we're trying to reach out to young men. Not just that we're starting close to my community, but we're trying to reach out to some young men and actually teach them how to be men. We're actually trying to teach them how to do the right thing. Do you know what I'm saying? We're trying to teach them to be fathers, husbands, good men, good solid moral men. In look at it, very hard for me as a male to teach you how to be a good woman. All right, that's it. And yes, I'm sorry, some of you are popping eyeballs right now on the left, but I do believe in men and women. I do believe in boys and girls. I do believe in male and female. I believe in biology. Go figure. And I'm a Christian. I believe in biography. Oh my God. You know what I'm saying? So. Really, you got to get the information you need. Look at we just did the story of what's going on in the school systems in California. What they're doing to your kids. Your kids, my kids, their kids, whatever. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I really do appreciate the time. That you take your time to, in essence, come on the air with us by being in the chat rooms, whether you're on Facebook or the website. You can buy, if you don't want to just give me money, buy a coffee mug. At least you have, you know, you got something to show for your dollars, right? Today, or tomorrow, is the anniversary of D-Day. And, I don't know, 70 plus years. You do the math. It was June 6th, 1944. And I often say, and I'm not trying to get anybody's case here, but I often say, when you look at what we gave up, what we knew we were doing in World War II, what our men went to do in World War II. And I don't say men and women, because we didn't send women into war like that. We didn't send women on those boats to storm, the shores. And I don't know if some of you really have thought this through. But the boys, the men, because a lot of them were boys, that went and stormed the beaches in Normandy, they knew where they were going. They knew that they probably wouldn't come back. I mean, it wasn't like a 50-50 chance. They were sure that a good many of them weren't coming off those beaches. And they still went anyway. Do you, I mean, I don't know if I'd have the guts to do that. Right? But they stormed those beaches. They knew that they wouldn't make it. Many of them knew they wouldn't make it. And they went anyway. Remember, a vast majority of the World War II members ran down there to join. To join our armed services. Because many of them were immigrants that came here from other countries. They knew how oppressed those countries were being. They knew how much worse it would get under Hitler. And they went and they were willing to give their lives for others. Go figure. They went and were willing to fight over there for peace and freedom every place. So do your homework before tomorrow. Take a few minutes. Some of you older folks, come on. Don't let this get past your grandchildren. Don't let this get past your nieces and nephews. Don't let your kids forget about it. Don't allow this to go away, or this day to go away, without them having some information about the day. Right? I mean, I don't know. Maybe, you know, kids are visual, very visual nowadays. Maybe, you know, you could go almost anywhere and find information about that day. Numbers, pictures. And you know what? It's okay to tell them what drew us into the war. It makes some of the lefties nuts. See, they don't want you to say, they kind of back off a little bit and go, you can't say the Japanese bombed us, because it was the Japanese government who decided to do this, and the Japanese just had to go along. Okay, but it's still the Japanese people, country. Whenever we do something, right, it's the United States, isn't it? It's not the United States government. It's not the president. It's not this. It's the United States. That's how they refer to it. So why should we be any different? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Demoted FBI agent Peter Strzok. We'll do this after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll get you some numbers when we come back. Heat up your coffee. Come on back. We got a lot more to talk about. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now, all of a sudden, you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5... Well, he grabs little hairs on the back of your neck. What do you want from me? 855-732... always appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us. I really do. I love reading the messages that come across the screen. I don't like them when they come by a lot, but I love reading the messages when they come across the screen. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us. I know there's other things you could be doing, other shows you could be listening to, that kind of stuff, but you've chosen this one. And you know, I joke about it all the time. I always tell you, though, that proves how smart you are. But I also know you have to take time to do it, and you have to, you know, tune in and that kind of stuff. So I do very much appreciate it and the time that you spend with us. You know, we get so excited in California when we get somebody that's willing to run against a Democrat, willing to take the time to run against a Democrat, fight back, that kind of stuff. And I get the biggest kick out of it because we have people, we have somebody running, someone running against Maxine Waters. And you would think, knowing Maxine, well, we would have to put up the best of the best of the best. Or at least somebody that was a little better than her. And we, this is why I always tell you people, wait. Talk to others. Pay attention. Make sure you know who's running for office. Make sure you know who you're backing. Now, there's a lot of nasty, and don't brush this up too. This is just how politics works, because it doesn't. It really doesn't. I mean, people don't attack each other in an ugly, nasty, usually you're from different parties when you do that. So there's I'll give you first names. So they can't accuse me of, like, attacking them full on. So let's call this guy running for office against Maxine Waters, one of them. Let's call him Omar. All right? That's a non-common name. And then we'll call the other guy Frankie, you know, because that's, you know, a good Italian name, right? These guys are supposed to be on the same team. And slowly over the weeks, Omar's been, I try to get him on the show to not to do a debate, but to discuss what he stood for. And he was worried that he would give me too many listeners. That's when I knew that we had a problem to begin with. So, in writing some nasties to his competition, he writes these whack, sends out these whack tweets against the other candidates. And they don't realize that they hurt the whole party. They don't just hurt themselves. Because they talk about what a staunch Republican they are, and Republican principles and values. Well, let me tell you what. I don't ascribe to any one of these. So, because he wants the whole world. And listen, let me tell you something else. When you go to somebody's Twitter feed or Facebook feed or what have you, and you see how many people are following them, the first thing you need to do is start looking through there. Because I find, especially with politicians, they buy most of who they have. Now, this fellow has like 150,000 followers. I don't think for somebody who has 150,000 followers, there's really not much happening. And when you start going look at them there, if some of you have seen Twitter where they have those silhouettes, there's nobody really there. It's, in this case, there really is no one there. So he's throwing out nasties at one of the people that's running in the race, another Republican. He says, well, I haven't talked about the friendship you have with Harvey Weinstein or the fake wife you paid for from Asia. Now, apparently he went to the Democrat school of campaigning. Well, you just throw out the nasties and watch what happens. And then he calls the guy, in response he comes back with, oh, just blank off, Uncle Fester. You never had a chance. Let's go to the guy after and take a class in charisma, huh? What do you think? I mean, I'm only saying this to you because here's the deal. He's under pressure and look what he's doing. Is this really a guy that we want in office? Is this really a guy we want representing us? And then one of his last tweets out, I think he realizes he went too far. Go back to your child sex trafficking ring. Right? This guy has blown... Now, the guy accusing him of all this has blown all kinds of money. Living a flamboyant lifestyle. It's got no real message other than he's not her. And when I tell you the reason you have to pay attention... is everybody's looking at this guy. He's Hispanic. And they think that's the reason why he has a chance. Because he's Hispanic. Right? I mean, really, seriously. And we do this all the time. But yet we say we don't want to play to. We get mad at our candidates when they actually run Hispanic ads. We get nuts with them. Really, seriously. But this is okay to do this. We're going to vote for somebody. We're going to back for somebody because they are Hispanic. Because we want the Hispanic vote. How hypocritical really is that? You know, never mind. I'm going to lose my mind. Because I'm watching other Republicans come against other Republicans. In the way we win this, the way you do this and you don't give the other side ammunition, is you talk about what you're going to do. You explain what you're going to do. You lay out how you're going to get it done. And that's how you win your race. One writer says, hey, I still haven't figured out why Hillary lost. Was it the Russian uranium deal? Or maybe it was WikiLeaks, right? Could it have been a Podesta or Comey? Was it a sexual predator husband of hers? Or the staff's husband that Wiener, with Wiener's immoral pictures being handed around? Was it the subpoena violation? Was it the corrupt foundation? Was it the congressional lies? Or was it the Benghazi bungle? That wasn't a bungle. No. They knew what they were doing. They didn't want the headache. They didn't want the aggravation. They were too busy working on a backstory to save those guys' lives. Now, as you're out there voting and doing things, some of you vets and Democrats that are really, really loving your guys, loving the guys that you live with, work and play with, they threw your guys under the bus. They left your guys there to die. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You tiny-brained whoppers of other people's bottoms!
We are back! Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. The California primaries aren't closed yet, so there's not much we can say, you know, about that. You know, it's really funny that when it comes to... We'll go to the phones in a second. But when it comes to... voter registration in California. It's just whacked. And when I say, what I mean by that is that I talk to people who have actually gone down to their precinct to vote. One woman in particular, you know, she laid the whole thing out. She went down to vote. They told her somebody already voted, that she could do a provisional ballot there, and they would... they would work it out later, which is a line of bunk. They won't work it out later. They won't recount them. I mean, unless the election is, you know, won by 5 votes or something. So she decided to go down to the county, which is quite a bit of a drive. So she goes to the county. She shows the person her, you know, driver's license, everything else. She says, look, I didn't vote up there. They're telling me I voted. I didn't vote. Somebody voted for me. And they said, well, there's nothing really we can do about it right now, but go ahead and you can vote here, vote provisionally, we'll look into it, and if there's an issue, we'll fix it. And the woman's like, there is an issue. I didn't vote. So how do you fix that? With voter ID. But we can't do that because you'd stop somebody from voting. You're right. That's what we want to do. We want to stop people from voting that shouldn't be voting. There's no secret. This woman had her vote stolen. This woman was not a, probably somebody who's working hard, working 9 to 5, paying her taxes, and guess what? She didn't get to vote. But somebody who was probably here either illegally or somebody illegally voted for, whatever it was illegal. And we've heard there's been as many, well, last time we heard there were like 60,000 ineligible ballots cast or voters registered in the rolls. I've seen registrations at the same address where the middle initial is missing or the last name is spelled incorrectly. And there's three ballots or that go to that house. That person gets three shots at voting. And they have voted because we can check and find out how many times somebody has voted in the last, you know, few years or whatever. And recently, Dean Logan, the LA County Registrar and Recorder, announced in a press release that 118,522 names were omitted from the primary election voter rolls. Did we find out what party they, does it say what party they, no, that's too bad. A total of 1,500 precincts, over 1,500 precincts of the county's 4,300 voting locations were affected. Our office is committed to ensuring every voter has a positive voting experience on election day. Look, if you're a voter and you haven't got, now I've had people call me and say, "Oh my God, I don't want this. I don't know where to go to vote. I don't know this. I don't know that." Look, it. You know what you do? You hop on a county website. You call them, or most city halls across the country. What is a polling place? Most of them. Libraries, city halls, even fire stations in some areas. Make your vote count. Go in, even if it's a provisional vote. Even if you write your votes on a piece of paper and drop it in a box somewhere. Do something. Show them that you care. Los Angeles County has $4.3 million registered voters, and it's some questioning of how many of those people are here illegally. I've heard numbers. I don't know how true these are. I'm not trying to put out misinformation. But I've heard numbers of 6, 7, even 800,000 people that are registered to vote in L.A. County aren't here legally. Right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend calling in, texting, tweeting, and truly just being part of the conversation. Let's go to Dakota in Oregon, right? Dakota, how you doing?
Not too bad, Joe. How are you?
So far, so good. I'll let you know at the end of the night when we get the election results in.
Yeah. I know how it goes, yeah.
So you want to talk about the implosion of the Republican Party in California, but I think you're about 6 or 7 or 8 or 9 years too late, but go ahead.
Well, I probably am, Joe, and to be honest, you know, sometimes my news isn't that, you know, up to date, but I was reading, you know, going back a little bit, you know, making a long story short, I was having my morning coffee this morning. I was reading an opinion piece, I think it was MSNBC or CNN or Fox News, I can't remember which, but I was reading an opinion piece where the writer stated, you know, since the administration of Arnold Schwarzenegger as governor of California, you know, the Republican Party kind of lost its oomph. It lost its spark of creativity. Now, whether if that's the case or not, you know, I can't really say because, you know, I don't live in California, but I think personally, you know, a party is only as good as its supporters. And I think that in the state of California, there are some, you know, strong supportive Republicans. You know, my family is one. But I wanted to get your views on that, Joe. And, you know, I know you do your show every day, and I kind of missed the last couple of shows. But I wanted to call in and get your opinion on that. Do you think, I mean, aside from the national party, do you think that kind of looking at the state party of California, do you think the Republicans are kind of imploding? Do they not have that kind of good selection of candidates?
No, they don't. We don't. We have no bench. And you're exactly right. You know, the party is imploding because everybody has an idea of what a Republican is. Everybody has an idea in the party. I'm talking strictly about Republicans right now. And I know the current Republican Party chairman and a lot of the people at the top. And you know, you've got the hard right wingers that want to stand their ground and believe what they believe and let people know that that's what they believe. They think they could be like Ronald Reagan and still win. That's not going to happen in this state. You cannot hold that far right mindset right now in this state. And I don't know how you fix that, because even the Republicans, so most of them are coastal Republicans, so a lot of the Republicans along the coast are really, we'll say, fiscally conservative Democrats that just happen to be registered Republicans. When you get further north in this state, though, however, and now we do have some in the south, but when you get further north, the Democrats act, vote, and think like Republicans. They think the southern part of the state is just whacked. The problem is L.A., San Francisco. You know, think about the major centers and the major cities in this country. I mean, in the state of California.
That's so where all the money's at.
It's where all the money is. It's where all the liberals are. And it's almost impossible to fight them. And this new guerrilla primary, I call it a guerrilla primary because you truly have to fight it out. It's a top two vote getters. Well, look at L.A. County. It's a 2.1 to 1 registration. So, really, who are the two top vote getters going to be each and every time? And look at the governor's race. You brought that up. You got the governor's race. You got 8 Democrats and 5 Republicans running. The only way we have a chance at that governor's race, a real chance, is if you get it down to 1, maybe 2, but preferably 1 running, because we're going to split the vote. So I'm hoping the Dems split it enough to give us a second spot, but I got nothing in my crystal ball that tells me that. But those were good observations. The Republican Party is in disarray. It's not as strong as it should be, and mostly because even from within the party, they're divided as to what a true Republican is and how to get these seats back. Does that help?
Yeah. It does. It does. you know, it makes quite sense. I mean, with President Trump in Washington, it kind of, his views kind of clash, I find, with traditional Republican views, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
I think you got the spot on very well. I kind of touched it very spot on. So
I appreciate
time,
that.
Joe,
and thanks for listening. Yeah, keep listening. And
yeah,
thanks. And you've got a heck of a fight up there in Oregon. Keep fighting up there as well.
Yes, sir. We're trying.
All right.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Appreciate the time you're spending with me. Out of Salem, we're on 12:20 a.m. up there. I love the fact we're on stations all across the country. And we're on a lot of stations in some smaller areas. I just love the people in those areas, you know. Doesn't matter what party they belong to. A lot of them are Americans. They're just Americans. And they want us to be great. They want us to be a solid nation again. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just, you know, just being all, you know, just being involved. I want you involved. I want you engaged. That's really what it boils down to. Anyway, again, I say, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. We were talking about some of the issues that are going on with voter registration in California. And this is why you have to be informed. so that you can be engaged, so you can have a clue, so you can go down and have your vote count. And sitting at home and whining about it doesn't make your vote count. Matter of fact, it doesn't do anything for you. It just makes you a little whiner. That's all. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The, okay, let's just take a look at, where was I? Oh, yeah. You know, a watchdog group has reported that if, you know, again, if we don't clean up our rolls, our voter rolls, and that's why it's so important that your Secretary of State in every state be somebody that's going to be, a bit aggressive when it comes to going after these things. Because you're not going to clean them up by being a pushover. So, you know, I mean, when you look at who's going to get in, not just Secretary of State, AG, Governor, and other places, it will make a big difference. Now, all the polls indicate that Mark Reed, who is running for office against Brad Sherman, should win. The polls show he should win. But, you know, again, when I get some of these communications, the polls show that Hillary Clinton was going to win. But when you get to these grassroots operations, when you're there and you're in the street, you're talking to people and you're dropping these, you know, some of you have been involved with, where you're walking the precincts and you've got your brochures that you're giving out and what have you. Brad Sherman's been around forever in the Los Angeles area. Mark Reed, a Republican, is running against him. When they were doing their canvassing, they were getting the sense that Mark was up. He was up in the polls, so people were willing to vote for him. Right? And there's plenty of Democrats who are voting for him instead of Brad Sherman. And many of the voters in Brad Sherman's area, though, have to vote provisionally. Because they were left out of this big block of people who either didn't get their ballots, or their names were left off the ballot list, or they didn't know where the polling places were. So they're going to have to vote what's called provisionally in California. And then they're going to have to make a big stink to make sure their votes get counted. Are you willing to make a big stink to make sure their votes get counted? Seriously. Are you willing to make a big stink to make sure that your vote gets counted? That your friend's vote gets counted? Where do you back off? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'll do this first story. CNN contributor, April Ryan. These guys are so rabid about coming after Trump. They're so rabid that Trump has to be bad. They're so sure that he is nasty around every corner that they're willing to put out false information and then, well, we already know that. I guess that's not news. But they're willing to put out false information and backtrack later. So the CNN political analyst April Ryan was forced to backtrack on claims that the president was heckled and booed at a White House event. Now, you know, it was reported that the ridicule was in fact directed at a protester in the crowd. See, again, they hear what they want to hear. They see what they want to see. She was there. There's no way anybody wouldn't believe the heckler, right? Now, the event was originally meant as a celebration for the Philadelphia Eagles to honor the team for the Super Bowl victory. And I don't know how many of you, look, here's the deal. You don't want to show up? Don't show up. Don't play games with the president. Don't play games with the White House. You don't like him? Too bad. Deal with it. And I'm so tired of hearing about this freedom of speech, freedom of speech. When you work for somebody, you don't have a freedom of speech right. When you make $16 million a year and you want to talk about oppression, what you need is a psychiatrist. Now, I know money doesn't make you happy. And sure, take the pressure off. But these guys are making millions, millions of dollars that they wouldn't be able to do anywhere else. Not like this. And I'm telling you, if you're out there and you're a football fan, you may need to take a little more pain on for a while. These guys need to feel it big time financially. So the celebration event today was supposed to be to celebrate the Philadelphia Eagles for winning the Super Bowl. And I got to tell you know what? I'm not a big sports fan. I do not understand why there's all this pomp and circumstance around this. They'll get their little ticker tape parade, in their city. Let them do it that way. Now, Trump rescinded the invitation, accusing the team of disagreeing with their president because he insists that they proudly stand for the national anthem, hand on heart, and honor the great men and women of the military, people who died for that flag. And I'm tired of some of you saying, well, they died for the right for them not to do that. You're right, they did. They died for their freedom to pick and choose. But you know what? This isn't a political stance. This is an honoring. See, your stance is, do you honor those who died or don't you? Not, I honor those who died, but don't honor the country. The country that I can stand here, that I can make fun of the president, that I can call him names, that I can spit, do whatever I want to with that flag. I can talk badly about my government and not end up with a bullet in my head. That's that oppressive country you keep talking about. April tweeted out that reporters on the South Lawn have confirmed the real Donald Trump was heckled and booed when he came out to celebrate America. I'd like to know who those reporters were. Can we get a list of those names? Because every one of them should be removed from the White House for spreading lies. She went on to say, reporters are rewatching the event. Sure they are. This is later on, shortly after she put out the original tweet. Let's see how much time went by. About 30 minutes. Right? She just couldn't stand herself. I mean, she just couldn't wait a few minutes. Reporters are rewatching the event and found a heckler in the crowd started asking questions of Donald Trump. And then the heckler was booed. And the heckler was escorted out of the event. The boos were for the heckler. Yes, let's make it all look bad. That the person trying to stand up for the country by asking President Trump questions was a nasty, nasty man. She went on again, because she was being beat up a little bit about her tweets, to say the original breaking boo tweet was deleted as reporters on the South Lawn who told the booing and the heckling did not see all of what happened on the other side of the lawn. After the tape was watched, the heckler was booed, not the president. What tape? Really, this was such a big event that we had to go see a rerun on it? I mean, seriously. She went back and started to remove these afterward. Noah Gray of CNN said, this is not true. There was a protester who shouted at Trump, and he was booed, period. After the anthem, the man shouted, stop hiding behind the armed services and the national anthem. What is that going to do anything? And somebody said, he must have been a Cowboys fan. I do not know what that joke is. Okay? I mean, when the Cowboys get slaughtered this year or something in football, yeah, you wouldn't know either. We can't find football on our TV set. But I mean, seriously. Right? And somebody else said a tweet that says, hey, you said confirmed. Are all your confirmations, are they fair? Are they a second guess? What is it? See, this is why they're not taken seriously. They want you to believe them no matter what they do or don't do or how much they screw up. I find this just amazing. So they're the press. You have to believe them. And she got pummeled. I'm sure that it's not all by just Trump lovers, but the reality here is if you want us to believe you, then you need to stop playing these games. Right? You said that you confirmed and found out you didn't confirm. You admitted to not confirming. And then you tweeted out a lie. And then you said the reporters, the same reporters that originally reported on this, or were the two of you? I just get a kick out of this. You're tweeting back. What you're doing is you're trying to save your butt. All right? I mean, the original tweet said it was confirmed by reporters, but frankly, in today's environment, that really doesn't mean much anything. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in the Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more craziness coming up after the break. You're listening to The Real Side.